What's motherfucking good, gang, gang? Whole lot of gang shit. Today we jumping right into this. Mainly because I'm going to do a follow-up session once the trial concludes sometime earlier next year. This shit's just been delayed like a motherfucker. But I've been waiting to do this damn story for too long. I've been wanting to do it.
Hey, man, quit sneezing back there.
I've been wanting to do it too long, so we just going to jump into the shit. But before we talk about this psycho cunt, Sarah Boone, and Bubba's fucking dying back here with allergies galore over here. What the fuck's wrong with you back there, bro? We got to, of course, you know, give a shout out to the homies over at 710 for providing this amazing killer weed we've got today. If you remember, we rolled up some Beazle. And, I'm about to get high as a motherfucker while I'm doing this. Because this shit is delicious and strong. excuse me. So, I'm going to light this motherfucking joint up. So, all y'all, get your joints ready. Get your bowls packed. And let's get ready to token talk about Sarah Boone and the wildest fucking excuse for murder you will hear in a very long time. But that's what this whole month or the rest of this month is going to be about. It's just going to be about some cases with the most ridiculous, wild, just befuddling fucking excuses you will ever hear. And this is just the tip of the iceberg with this fucking cunt. But yeah, let's light up and let's motherfucking smoke, y'all. I hope everyone's got some good fire as well that they smoking on. I hope y'all ain't smoking on no Reggie, none of that garbage, you know. Hope y'all all got some premium bud, cause I know I do. Cause I know 710 got the best bud in the biz. Goddamn. Oh yeah, first taste already, I'm high. I barely inhaled any. Oh Lord, here goes Rocky. Oh yeah, that's gonna be tasty. All right, gang, let's fucking jump into this shit. So let's like I said, we just gonna jump right into this case because there's nothing, you know, there's not a lot of background information about Sarah, about George, just about everyone involved with this case. So because of that, I'm not gonna, you know, try to dive into their past or anything that led up to this. But you know, the only thing that we definitively know about Sarah Boone and about George is they both like to get, you know, fucked up, whether that be with alcohol or drugs. And she and her boyfriend George, the eventual victim in this case, were involved in a few domestic 911 calls and had a history of being abusive to each other. And that, both of those things will play into, you know, a big part in this case. People, if you're in an abusive, toxic relationship, get the fuck out of it. It can lead to shit like this case we're talking about. Now, granted, a very small percentage end up like this, but it can. So if you're in that type of relationship, get the fuck out. You don't need that toxicity in your life. You don't need to be dealing with a motherfucker beating you all the time and you having to call the cops all the time. That ain't fair to nobody. No one should deal with that. As you will also hear in the 911 call Sarah Boone committed, made, she's not good at she's not good at excuses and lying at all. She's pretty fucking terrible. But it was those excuses, her interrogation, and the continued delays that sensationalized this case to make it what it is today. A few podcasts have talked about this, but it's not been talked about mainly because a lot of people do like for the case to get concluded before they talk about it. So I get it. People are kind of just waiting for the case, for shit to get figured out, and then they'll jump into it, I'm sure. But right now, they're not talking about, not a lot of people are talking about it, except like the smaller podcasts. A few bigger podcasts have done it, but only the small guys are doing it. And I'm included. I'm a small guy in this game. So let's talk about this shit, y'all. Let's talk about this wild ass fucking case, y'all. It's a wild one. And it will teach you guys how toxic relationships should be ended as soon as possible. People, remember that. End it quick, immediately. Do it right away. So, on February 23rd, 2020, so not that long ago, Sarah and her boyfriend, George Torres. It's not Jorge. I got corrected on that. I thought it was Jorge because it's spelt the way most people will say Jorge, but he is George Torres. We're drinking and enjoying a night of board games. Sounds like a nice night, right? You know, just drinking a little bit of wine, some Cabernet, and enjoying some nice backgammon or some Monopoly or something. That sounds like a good, nice couple's night in to me. Yeah. But things turned different. Things took a quick turn. So no one knows for sure if Sarah had pre-planned this. Well, I'm sure someone does know, Sarah being that person, if this was pre-planned. But Sarah then, suggests to George as they were, you know, having a good time, let's play a game, like fucking Jigsaw from Saw, and ask if she can zip him up in a suitcase for a second and just, you know, fuck around, play around. And George, for some fucking reason, I don't know why, agrees. FYI, people, if someone ever asked to zip you up in a suitcase, just give them a hard no. Just adamant no. Just let them know I'm good. I'd rather not be in a suitcase. But maybe it was the alcohol. Maybe it was him being naive and trusting of Sarah because, you know, they were a couple. But whatever the reason it was a very, very deadly mistake. So once George was in the suitcase, his worst nightmare, and I imagine anyone's fucking worst nightmare, started. So Sarah turned the suitcase upside down to ensure George couldn't get out. So like upside down meaning like the part that opens up, that was on the ground. So basically, like, there's no way you're getting out. Like, you can't unzip and get, like, he was trapped, in other words. So while it was upside down, he's trapped, he couldn't get out, and she began to torment him. And it was at this point George finally came to the conclusion in his head, oh shit, I'm in some fucking trouble. This was a bad fucking idea. So Sarah, Sarah, you cold-blooded bitch. So he began to beg, plead, just ask for mercy from Sarah. Just to let him out. As, you know, you're in a suitcase, you're going to lose oxygen, guys. I know it's not like, you might think it's not like super airtight, but it's tight enough to keep enough air out for you to suffocate over a matter of time. Like, it's not like gonna be a quick death either, because a little bit of air will be able to seep in, but it's not enough to keep a human being alive for a long period of time. So the guy's just in there fucking slowly dying, and it's fucking cruel. This motherfucking bitch, Sarah, you cold-blooded bitch. But, yeah, what did Sarah do? Sarah taunted him. Sarah laughed at him. Sarah just basically just talked shit to him as he begged and moaned and cried and just was slowly suffering and dying in there. She just laughed and taunted away. at, you know, at one point she then allegedly, and this has not, you know, been proven, the trial hasn't happened, so a lot of this stuff is still allegedly. The reason why I didn't say she allegedly put him in the suitcase is because you will see there is no allegedly with that part of the case. That's pretty pretty set in stone. So at one point she then allegedly oh shit, that shit got me. She then allegedly pushed George down the set of stairs, and neighbors heard the commotion as he tumbled. But because they're, you know, so used to hearing these two fight, they just chalked it up as the usual, you know, domestic shenanigans of them yelling and, you know, just being crazy to each other. Neighbors, if you hear that shit, no matter how many times you've heard it, just show a level of concern, you know. Even if you know that that person is constantly dealing with that shit, that doesn't mean that this ain't the worst case. So just fucking do something. Call somebody. Like, because if dude would have called somebody, they would have had to do a welfare check, and then George would possibly still be alive. But at the same time, I get it, you know. You sometimes you just get tired. You know, you just like, man, these motherfuckers are always doing this shit, bro. I'm fucking done. I wish he didn't, but the neighbor didn't call anyone. Like I said, he just thought it was normal. So she just kept on taunting, and very sinisterly laughed at George as he slowly just kept losing air and suffocated. But there's a even crazier part to this, people. And it's not just crazy, it's probably just the most dumbass fucking thing you could possibly do when committing a crime. She recorded the whole fucking thing on her phone. Yeah. She recorded everything she did to George and everything she said to George. Yeah, she documented that shit. Documented a whole vicious, evil ass crime. And not to sound evil or mean myself, but it's a good thing she did that, because it pretty much sealed the case for the police. So good job, Sarah. You're a fucking idiot. Now, I want to warn some of y'all. I'm about to play a clip from that video. It does have some very disturbing sound of George begging and pleading. So if that may turn you off, I'm going to go ahead and give you a heads up. You need to skip the next 1 minute 56 seconds, I think the clip is. And yeah, just, you know, skip that 1 minute 56 and then just jump back in, and you won't have to hear that disturbing part.
Sarah. For everything you've done to me.
Sarah.
For everything you've done to me.
Sarah.
Fuck you.
Sarah.
Fuck you.
Sarah.
Stupid.
Sarah.
It's my name. Don't wear it up.
I can't fucking breathe, babe. Where is he?
Yeah, that's when you do when you choke me.
Sarah. Sarah. Sarah, I can't breathe, babe.
That's on you.
Sarah, I can't breathe.
It's on you.
Sarah.
Reel around some. Might want to get video for it extra.
Sarah.
Because I got this.
Sarah.
We're gonna rest. Sarah.
I can't breathe, babe.
Oh. That's what Sarah. I feel like when you drink on me.
Sarah!
I fuck
can't
you!
Fucking breathe, Sarah.
Yeah. You should probably shut the fuck
Sarah.
Up. Shh.
Yeah. Yeah. If that doesn't show you her cruelty, I don't know what will. Honestly, like that's as cruel as you can get. Man, fuck. Yeah. But that, I'm sure you can see why that was pretty damning for her in the long run. Not a smart crime there, Sarah. But good for her. Fuck her. Oh, my joint. Uh-oh, we having joint problems. We having some joint problems. Don't worry, we gonna fix that real quick. We gonna fix that. Alright, boom, done. So, Sarah, after she put him in the suitcase and did all that evil shit, she just went to sleep, slept like a baby. And then the next morning, afternoon, she did not do this till the afternoon. She called the, she didn't call the cops. She called her husband, her ex-husband first. Called the ex-husband. You know, get some advice, I guess. You know, what should I do here? I can guarantee you she asked the ex-husband, like, yo, would you help me fucking get rid of a body? And bro was like, nah, you need to call cops, bitch. I ain't doing none of that. So, yeah, that's what he did. He told her, no, you need to call the police because I can't help you. So that's what she did. And this bitch didn't even fucking show remorse on this 911 call, y'all. It's wild. So now I got to play you a little snippet of this 911 call she placed. And she admitted to killing George without even realizing it, I don't think. And that's what led to the initial suspicion by the police, and I think ultimately led to them automatically not believing her, which when you hear her fucking excuses, I mean, it's just like, bitch, what? I know that's what I did. I'm going to put this joint down for a second because I'm so fucking high right now. And I really need to finish this recording. And I know I won't if I keep on smoking that shit. That's 710 shit. That shit's on another level, y'all. You can't just face a motherfucking joint of that and just be doing your shit all normal. That shit will fuck you up. Damn sure fuck me up. Anyways, let's listen to this 911 call so y'all can understand just how truly fucking dumb Sarah is.
Emergency. 4748 France Court, apartment 3.
4748, what's the street name?
France, FRANTZ.
And the apartment number?
3.
Is this a police or medical?
My boyfriend is dead.
Okay, send the line for the fire department. Do not hang up.
Now, y'all hear how calm she is. Just keep listening. Just understand how calm she's going to be.
discuss the location emergency.
Desk 32.
No, please don't leave.
4748 France Lane, apartment 3.
France Court.
France Court?
Yes.
Okay, is this near Mackenzie Drive?
I don't know where that is.
Okay,
fine,
okay.
It's Gilwood Park Apartments.
Okay, 4748 France, correct?
Correct.
All right, great. Now tell me exactly what happened there.
My boyfriend and I were playing last night, and I put him in his case when we were playing. And
okay.
Like kind of hide and seek kind of thing. So I fell asleep, and I woke up, and he was dead in the suitcase. So I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
Okay, what's your apartment number?
3.
Apartment 3?
Yes, like he has like blood coming out of his mouth, and I don't know, like he had like an aneurysm or what happened.
Right, okay, all right, okay. Listen, we're getting help out there too. All right, okay. Okay, and
now?
Okay, 40, yeah, man, listen, we're on our way out there. You're at 407-716-8684. Okay, is he hanging from somewhere or what, ma'am?
No, I pulled him out of the suitcase. I tried giving him CPR.
Okay. So he was in a suitcase?
Yes, and I fell asleep.
Okay, how old is the boyfriend, ma'am? 42-year-old man. All right. Okay, we're sending help out there. Sheriff's not sending away out there?
Yes,
I'm sorry?
Yeah, okay. All right, listen to me. Okay, I just need to confirm this. All right, I understand. I just need to confirm this. Is he awake at all? Is he conscious at all?
No. Purple.
Is he breathing?
No.
All right. I need you to get him on the floor, flat on his back for me, okay?
I did. I tried giving him CPR.
All right.
I tried giving him CPR.
Yeah, okay. Well,
nothing happened. He's purple.
Okay, listen to me. There's a defibrillator, but I need you to get it for me, okay?
What is it?
You have an AED available?
No.
All right. Are you right by him now?
I'm sorry?
Are you right by him now?
Yes.
Okay, lay him flat on his... Okay, ma'am, listen, is he cold and stiff?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's not necessarily cold, but he's stiff.
Right, okay. All right, listen to me. I want you to lay him flat on his back for me on the floor.
I did.
Removing the pillows, okay.
Yes, I did.
All right, okay.
He's stiff and purple.
Right, okay, listen. Okay, ma'am, that's fine. We're still going to do compressions on him, okay? All right? Place the heel of your hand on his breastbone, right in the center of the chest, right between the nipples.
Yes.
Put your other hand on top of that hand.
Baby, I'm telling you. Just by looking at him, you can tell.
Okay.
Please. Okay, he just gurgled.
Okay. Listen to me. All right, I want you to place the heel of your hand, okay, right between his chest, right between his breastbones.
Yes.
Put your other hand on top of that hand.
Yes,
we want to pump his chest to me hard and fast. One of those twice per second.
I'm doing it again.
Okay, no, just keep on pumping. That's all you need to do for me. Keep on pumping his chest for me. I don't need you to stop and talk or anything. I just want you to count out loud for me, okay?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. This is nice.
Okay, ma'am, just keep on pumping his chest. That's all you need to do for me, okay?
Now, after that call, police, of course, showed up. Already looking at Sarah as, you know, the suspect. Because she kind of admitted that she killed him. Or she put him in the suitcase. So, yeah, you're going to kind of be suspect number one, unfortunately, in this situation. Sorry, Sarah. So they just didn't know if it was, you know, murder, manslaughter, or just an unfortunate accident. Well, if I'm talking about it, you know it ain't the latter. So yeah, that just fucking weed is so good. So because of this, police then brought in Sarah for an interview. They didn't treat the first encounter as like an interrogation. Because, like I said, they just didn't know what they were looking at her for. So initially, police were suspicious of Sarah because her story just wasn't adding up. Shit was ridiculous. And there were just too many discrepancies to not give police, you know, some reason for pause. And, I mean, I'm going to plug the interrogation into the session description, and y'all can look, y'all can go listen to it. It's about 2 hours long, and it's entertaining, to say the least. So initially, Sarah tells them she thought George would be able to get out of the suitcase on his own, so she just went to bed with no worries about him being trapped in a suitcase that was, you know, face down. I don't know how you could think that, but shouldn't admit that to the police. So, police continue to grill her and her story, and it just had a lot of inconsistencies, and the evidence was just so contradictory of what she was telling police. And the police then asked Sarah, hey, okay, let's just try to go ahead and clear you. Can we search your cell phone? You know, so they could possibly eliminate her as from the suspect pool. Either Sarah was too drunk to remember what the fuck she did on that phone, or she was just so fucking dumb that she thought police would just look at her text only or something, or, you know, not look at the video files. But either way, it was her fucking demise, and I'm glad that she was that fucking dumb. Or drunk. Either way, fuck her. You're a fucking idiot. So, of course, police then find the fucking videos, and they're like, oh, shit, this bitch is guilty as fuck. But let's see if we can get her to just tell us, because police love a good confession. Confessions are an easy way for them to just seal the deal. Even if they got a shit ton of evidence, they like to get a good confession. So they'll usually just bring all the evidence into the interrogation and be like, look, we got all this. We gonna fry your ass. Confess. And then they'll be like, yo, we'll give you some leniency. And most of the time, if you do confess, the DA does go a little easier on you. But, yeah, not much. It also depends on the circumstances. Because if you do some brutal shit, they don't give a fuck if you confess. They gonna fry your ass. Anyways. So now, police bring her in for an official interrogation. And they show her the cell phone videos. And they're like, so Sarah, would you care to explain this shit, bitch? And when confronted with the footage, Sarah said, I don't remember recording those. But she admitted they do look, quote, bad. No, ma'am. They don't look bad. They look, you're fucked. That's what they look like. Oh, shit. I burnt myself with my joint. Ouch. So she allegedly said she didn't know why she went to sleep without letting Torres go. She also changed her original story over whether she had gotten drunk from the alcohol. First, she allegedly said she hadn't. Then she allegedly began to blame alcohol for the whole incident. Like, oh, I'm so drunk. I don't even remember doing that shit. My bad, yo. Oh, damn. Ugh, fuck. I fucked up. My bad. So she thinks, like, I fucked up. My bad is, like, a good, plausible reasoning for a murder. Let me be the first to tell y'all. It indeed is not a plausible reason for murder. Not a good one, guys. Come up with something else. So she continued to make excuses and was adamant about this whole thing just being a crazy accident. Her favorite word was, in the interrogation, was unintentionally. Unintentional. She said that shit about a fucking million times. if you do watch the interrogation, every time she says unintentionally, you have to take a shot or you have to hit a bong rip. See how fucked up you are at the end of that goddamn interrogation. You are going to be gone. So, she's over here chalking it up to, I just got too drunk and I was forgetful. And I'm sorry, officers. But of course, the police saw the fucking cell phone video. You guys heard this cell phone video. Just a little, you heard 2 minutes of it. The video is much longer. I'm going to tell you guys that right now. I'm not going to link the whole video, I think, just out of respect. I just wanted to give a snippet so you could understand. But out of respect, I'm just not going to put the whole damn thing up. But they got a fucking video. What the fuck are you trying to say it was a crazy accident for at this point, bitch? They showed you the video. They said, hey, look, this is on your phone. So you want to explain that shit? And this bitch is like, oh, it was an accident. I was just really drunk. We could tell you really drunk. Doesn't look like an accident when you're telling them, fuck you. And ha ha ha. And shut the fuck up. And you laughing at the motherfucker while this nigga's saying, I can't breathe. And then he dies. Kind of looks a wee bit suspicious. Just a wee bit, you know, to most. Fucking idiot, bitch. So after 2 hours of, you know, just the cops grilling the shit out of this dumb cunt, cops were convinced Sarah was guilty of this crime. And then they said, you know, get the fuck up, bitch. Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. You under arrest. And they arrested her ass for second degree murder. Which is all they could really get her. They couldn't get her first degree. There's no way that they unless she admits it, and if she admits it, then she's definitely going to take a plea deal, and I'm sure the plea deal will take first degree murder off the table. But the only way they'll be able to prove first degree is if she said it, and I doubt she's going to do that without a fucking plea deal. Because there's no way for them to prove that she planned it unless they find some fucking other evidence, like some shit on her phone. Who knows what's going to come out of the trial. I'm fucking ready for this fucking trial because I hope they fucking get her ass for first degree. But so far, nothing has changed. It's still second degree murder is all she's charged with as of, you know, right now. So, yeah, I mean, who knows? So... Now, she was arrested in February of 2020, like the end of February 2020, and she still has not gone to trial because Sarah's determined to stay out of court because I'm guessing she prefers jail over prison. As someone that has done time in jail and prison, I can tell you that prison is a little better as long as it's not maximum security. Maximum security is no joke, though. Yeah, my first little fucking couple, like 8 months, were in maximum security. That shit wasn't fun at all. We call that shit gladiator school. And they got that name for a fucking reason. You gonna fucking become a warrior in there or you gonna die. It's one or the other. You better knuckle the fuck up. So I guess, you know, she just preferred jail over, you know, prison. And I get it because she's a murderer, so she's going to go to maximum security. So, yeah, jail might be a little more, you know, better or a little, you know, better for her. But, you know, fucking I hate that she can just manipulate this system and just keep on skating from going to fucking trial. Now, granted, she did have a pandemic help keep her out of court. She fucking committed this crime literally right when the pandemic fucking hit. Like, the pandemic, I think, over here, it hit, like, right at the beginning of March, I think it was. Yeah, because it was right before St. Patty's. We shut our bar down. So, yeah. So she did this shit, like, right before the pandemic started spreading. All over this fucking country and just change the whole landscape of this fucking fucking bullshit fucking virus. Anyways, I'm not gonna get into that. But yeah, the pandemic helped, you know, keep her out of court. And then she caused multiple delays when, you know, when her trial date would come up, she would fire lawyers, boom, another delay because she has to have, you know, representation to go to court or to go to trial. And then she, you know, she'd have frivolous motions filed to the judge, you know, just anything that would just keep the trial delayed. And it got pushed back. It got pushed back again to last month, the beginning of last month. And then when the trial came up, something fucking happened. I can't remember exactly, but another delay. So as of the recording of this session, her newest court date on the docket is set for January 30th, 2023. But who knows if that will happen. She just needs to go ahead and take a fucking plea deal and just get life without possibility of parole. Because I can tell you right now, with all the evidence they got against her ass and the state that she committed this in, this was in Florida. I don't know if y'all know about Florida, but they fry niggas down there quick. So she is eligible. She is not eligible for death penalty, but she is definitely eligible for life without the possibility of parole. And that's what I think she deserves. And I don't think she will ever see freedom again. And that's a damn good thing. Fuck her. She's a piece of shit. So people like that don't deserve second chances. You heard that fucking tape. She's a shitty fucking human being. And then she tried to lie her way out of it. So that made her even shittier. So eat a dick, Sarah. And choke on it. Well, gang. That's the wild case of old Sarah Boone. And the wildest BS fucking excuse for murder that I've heard in a while. And the fact that she actually thought police would be that dumb to just believe that fucking bullshit excuse. And just, I mean, it just makes me, you know, makes me giggle. But I can't giggle too much because of what she got arrested for. Fucking, she killed a person. So while I'm glad she's getting fried, deep fried on fucking 475, not 375, not that good fried chicken. Now she getting fried, fried. Still, you know, George is never gonna, you know, have another chance. She has a possibility, you know. Who knows? Laws change, shit happens. She can get paroled or something. George has no chance. He's gone. You know, so Sarah, fuck you, you bitch. Hope you fry. Hope y'all are keeping up with our newest little mini sessions, Rolling and Ranting. We're going to keep talking about hot current events and, you know, just random bullshit and just, you know, fun shit to talk about. So make sure you tune in next week for that, you know. And also make sure you tune in next week for the next week's session that actually tops Sarah when it comes to savagery and just ridiculous excuses for his crimes, as we dive into the extremely saddening case of Ronnie O'Neill and the brutal crimes he committed against his family. It is extremely brutal, but I'm not going to lie to you guys right now. His fucking trial. I guarantee you, you've probably seen snippets or clips or memes or something from his trial because it's so fucking ridiculous. From his outfit, his hair, his fucking opening and closing arguments, like, this dude is, he is off the fucking reservation. But fuck him, he's gonna fry, so fuck that motherfucker. As usual, gang, don't forget to share this with all your friends. Tell your friends to tune in as well, you know. Tell your coworkers, tell your neighbors, even tell the motherfucker that you don't like, because I even want them to listen to it. But if, you know, they're a little sensitive, Sally, just, you know, tell them, don't fucking report me. I don't want to deal with that shit again, you fucking bitches. Why somebody got to report me? Like, what I do to you? Y'all some soft motherfuckers. But yeah, spread the word, motherfucker. Y'all stay safe out there in this wild world. And, you know, spread love, you know. And fuck the Cowboys, as usual. Go Birds. Till next week, gang. Love y'all. Peace.